Sinead Egan has a look at what it says in this morning's papers.
Record inflation leaves wages short, says the main headline on page one of this morning's Irish Examiner. Below, the paper reports that employers across the country are likely to be inundated with pay hike demands from workers stung by the cost of inflation. ICTU General Secretary Patricia King confirmed that its private sector committee will meet on Tuesday to discuss the crisis and their demand for members' pay increases. And inflation at a 22-year high is covered across the papers this morning. The Irish Daily Mail leads on the angle that the price of flights has almost doubled in a year and that Ryanair and Aer Lingus are warning of more fare hikes as the cost of fuel soars. Emails reveal the power struggle over new NPHET is the lead story for the Irish Independent this morning. Hugh O'Connell writes that what the paper characterises as serious tensions between Health Minister Stephen Donnelly, his top civil servant Robert Watt and Chief Medical Officer Dr Tony Houlihan over a new group to replace NPHET are laid bare in newly released documents obtained under Freedom of Information. The membership and responsibilities of the new group were the subject of significant friction between the three men, according to the paper. On page two of the Irish Times, Ben Hall, reporting from Kyiv, has the story of the confiscation of grain and farm equipment in Ukraine, evoking memories of famine there. A farmer from southern Ukraine, speaking under the assumed name Oleg, describes how occupying forces stole some of his grain and all of his machinery. They also commandeered his house and farm buildings. The paper writes that the seizure of grain is a contentious and emotive issue in the region, recalling memories of the Soviet policy of crop confiscation in the 1930s, which caused famine in Ukraine and led to the deaths of 4 million people. On page one of that paper, Jennifer Bray reports that the government will move to clarify a contentious phrase in legal documents surrounding the relocation of the National Maternity Hospital. The paper reports that senior sources last night confirmed that work was underway on a legal codicil, which would clarify the statement that procedures will be available in the hospital where clinically appropriate and legally permissible. A number of coalition TDs called for the clarification amid concern that it creates ambiguity around who decides what may or not be clinically appropriate at the hospital. Brooke Scullion's spirited performance at last night's Eurovision semi-final in Turin is on the front of the Irish Daily Star, the Irish Daily Mirror, the Irish Sun, plus the Independent and the Examiner. Sadly, she didn't make it through to the final. The Independent on page three reports that there was shock and disappointment among her fans at the result and that the hashtag robbed was trending on social media last night. Former winners Emer Quinn and Niamh Kavanagh both tweeted support to 23-year-old Brooke, who thanked her fans and said she would never forget Eurovision. And as to tomorrow night's grand final, the Irish Sun's front page reports that Russian cyber criminals are plotting sabotage to prevent a Ukraine win. According to the paper, fears are rising that a pro-Vladimir Putin hacker gang would try to paralyse online voting servers ahead of anticipated support for the Ukrainian entry. In the culture pages, the already award-winning Irish language film on Colleen Kuhn gets 5 stars from The Independent, The Irish Times, The Mail and The Mirror. It's in cinemas now. And in the Irish Daily Star, across pages 22 and 23, a special feature on Dublin Zoo, which reveals that the attraction welcomed its 60 millionth visitor this week. The honour went to 6-month-old Mason O'Connor from Drimna, who visited the zoo with his parents Darren and Sandra on Tuesday. They were welcomed by Dublin Zoo director Dr. Christoph Switzer, who presented them with a bouquet and an annual pass to mark the milestone.